Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt. I'm your host once again. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. Well, it's that time of year, late May. A lot of theater companies are finishing up their seasons, and we're going to be talking about one of those theater companies and their last offering in Anchorage this year. That company is Perseverance Theater Company out of Juneau. They brought their latest production, which actually performed already down in Juneau. They're bringing it here to Anchorage, and that show is Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, as with Stephen Sondheim music and Hugh Wheeler the book. And like a lot of Stephen Sondheim musicals, it's different from anything else he's ever done. We'll be talking about that with Art Roach, who's the artistic director of Perseverance. Also, we have Victoria Bendonis, who is playing Mrs. Lovett in the show. And we also have Josh Lohman, who is the Anchorage General Manager for Perseverance. Welcome to the show, all of you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. Good morning.
Good to be here.
So I just tossed out a statement that might be argumentative, I guess. Stephen Sondheim always writes these different shows, doesn't he? I mean, Sweeney Todd is different from Into the Woods, is different from
The Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
I mean, he's written plays like Assassins, and which is kind of goes off the thing there. Art, talk about this play a little bit. Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, was very, very popular for a long time. Hasn't been done in a few years. Give us some background about this play.
The play was written in the 70s, and the New York premiere was in the late 70s in a huge theater with a big epic set. And in researching the show to produce it later, there was a revival in New York about, I guess, 10 years ago, right? There was a New York Broadway revival, much smaller sort of staging, reduced the pit to the size we have in our show, around 10 players. And the review of that sort of made a really interesting observation that in the post 9/11 era, and also in the era of, say, Dexter, for example, we may have aged into this material. Sweeney Todd is a celebrity serial killer. He's a guy with a pathology, and we've learned so much more about those personalities recently, unfortunately, or whatever, that we may have a different perspective on him than we did 30 or 40 years ago when Sondheim first became fascinated with this character. Maybe he was ahead of his time.
Interesting perspective on that. Victoria Bendonis, who is playing the part of Mrs. Lovett, tell us about your part in the play.
Mrs. Lovett is, I'd call her Sweeney's partner in crime. She's a widow who owns a bake shop, a not particularly successful bake shop, making meat pies that hardly have any meat in them. And Sweeney used to be her tenant upstairs. And when he comes back to town, she's always had a bit of a crush on him. And she sees an opportunity to partner with him both as a neighbor and, as I said, partner in crime when he goes on his spree. I don't know how much I'm allowed to give away.
Well, Art, this show is pretty well known. Do you want to talk about what happens in the play?
Sure. It's such a great story.
It is a great story.
Tell us the story, Victoria.
So Sweeney, when he starts going on his murderous binge, has a little bit of a problem because obviously bodies start piling up. And Mrs. Lovett, who is eminently practical, to use Sondheim's lyrics, realizes that there may be a source of meat there. So she comes up with a bright idea to dispose of the bodies down in her bake shop and make some meat pies.
And they're delicious, too, apparently.
They are delicious and scrumptious, and they are the hit of London. And so all of a sudden, she has the most successful bake shop in town. And and they've formed this partnership.
So, Art, you were talking about how this is maybe we've stumbled into a new sensibility about this play. Is this a dark play in that sense, or is there... How do we approach that kind of material in light of what's going on today?
You know, we were away from it for a little while. We did it last winter in Juneau, and I was watching the designers run through a week or so ago and had forgotten how funny it is, actually. I mean, the idea of a barber that piles up corpses and then the downstairs landlady makes them into pies is absurd.
That's my recollection of the play. It's more of a black comedy in that sense. Almost like there's a film called Eating Raoul. Somebody remembers about that, exactly. Where they did kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And there's a musical made from that as well, as I recall. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is it more of a black comedy, or are you addressing those issues of living in a society today where we have this happen too often?
Well, Sweeney's absence that Victoria was telling us about was due to being convicted of a crime that, under sketchy circumstances, he probably didn't really commit the crime. He's a victim of a corrupt criminal justice system and a judge who's taking advantage of his position rather than doing his job. And he comes back headed for vengeance. So there is a dark side to it, which is this society has created this man. He's a product of a particular time and place in the world where he became destroyed by this system, by someone who could capriciously wield his power for personal reasons and destroy someone's life and his family. That's pretty dark. Mm-hmm. That being said, these characters are so much bigger than life. I mean, Mrs. Lovett is iconic, and Sweeney Todd is so vengeful and so full of, you know, just this energy for revenge. There's a moment in the first act where he actually gets the judge into his barber chair, but the judge slips away, and he's so angry. He's just beside himself. It's a great scene between Victoria and Enrique Bravo, who plays Sweeney, where he's just, all he can think of is, I had him. And he got away. It's Dexter-like that way.
Interesting. My guests are Art Roach, who's the artistic director of Perseverance Theater, and Victoria Bondonis, who is playing the part of Mrs. Lovett, and Josh Lohman over here, who's the Anchorage General Manager of Perseverance Theater, talking about Sweeney Todd, opening tonight in the Discovery Theater down at the PAC. Josh, have you been involved with the show as it was down in Juneau, or are you just seeing it fresh from this?
I'm seeing it fresh. So I didn't make it down this season to see it while it was in Juneau. I've just seen pictures and things like that, and it looks very different. And I've only heard, but seeing the show last night at the preview, which was fantastic. The orchestration is great, and it is so much bigger than it could possibly have been there. Just knowing the sizes of the theater and kind of the way shows transition back and forth. Usually we put them in the Sydney, which is a little bit more comparative. It's still bigger, but it doesn't have the depth that Discovery does. It doesn't have the sound that the Discovery does. And just the way, I mean, it's such a beautiful musical that you can, I don't know how it would work anywhere else, just because of the way that the whole show sounds and the voices and the orchestration, because we have how many more people in the orchestra this time?
10 players instead of 5 in Juneau.
Double the sound. Yeah.
And the sound, the orchestra, I think it's for an actor in a musical, one of the most exciting things is when you get with the orchestra the first time and you've been playing with a wonderful pianist and rehearsing with them, but all of a sudden the sound that comes, and it's actually, you get chills when you hear the orchestra for the first time. And the orchestrations in Sweeney are both beautiful and touching, and then rousing and exciting. And so I think all the cast got very excited when we heard the orchestra for the first time here, because it is so much bigger. Mm-hmm. It was great in Juneau, but wow, here.
Well, speaking of the two shows, Victoria, you performed in the show in Juneau, mm-hmm. and Art, you were involved also mm-hmm. with the show down there. What are some of the changes that have been made? I know when one show goes from one space to another, there are changes, but also directorial choices, actor choices. What differences have happened since the show came up here?
Well, I think speaking from an actor's point of view, in Juneau, the stage is very small, and the audience is as close as you and I are, 3 feet away.
Small studio it's here at KSKA.
Yeah, small studio here, or at least the room we're in. It's in Juneau, it was incredibly intimate. An audience could read the emotions in your eyes practically. It was that tiny. And at the Discovery, you've got a fabulous, 750-seat, 800-seat theater, and a balcony. And so you have to stay truthful to the characters, but you also have to breathe life into a much bigger space. So that becomes an interesting challenge. And then sometimes it's as simple as, I used to have 4 bars to get from here to there, but now I have twice the space to cover. So we've had some changes, but I think it's made it exciting because it lets us revisit it and not just remount it exactly the way it was. And so you discover new things.
Like what, Art?
It's a gift, really, to be able to go back into a rehearsal phase with a director, having learned from an audience already. And we just did this in reverse, actually. There's a piece on the theater's website about taking Annapurna, which opened in Anchorage in the fall, and it's now running in Juneau, and making it more intimate. And a lot of that had to do with how the actors worked. In this case, it's the opposite. It's making it bigger. So we literally made the orchestra bigger. But there's also stage pictures that just, there needs to be a little more space between people, or what might have been done with a look or a slight turn of the head is now a turn from the waist, things like that are just literally things that have to be bigger to read. And that's really fun. It's like the difference between chamber music, which was wonderful to hear Sondheim score in the theater in Juneau, which is so tight and warm acoustically, and then to go to the bigger pit with just a bigger sound. It has a different kind of power. Both great, both fantastic ways to do it, but different.
I wonder if someone sees the show, an audience member from both places, if they'll have a different experience.
People do, and I remember a few years ago when we did Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, there were several people, because of the session and some other reasons, that saw it in both theaters, both the Perseverance Theater and the Sydney Lawrence, and someone said it really well. They said, when I saw Brick and Maggie in Juneau, I was like, I was in the bedroom with them, and it was incredibly uncomfortable, and I felt like a voyeur, like a member of the family. And when I saw it at the Sydney Lawrence, I could sit back a little bit. It was like I was looking through the windows of the house. I was out on the gallery looking through the windows, and I had a little bit more distance, so I didn't feel as uncomfortable, and I could sit back, and the story could wash over me in a different way. So they're both great experiences, and I love that our artists, our actors especially, get to flex their muscles that way. It's just really, really fantastic.
Well, sounds great. I want to thank my guest today, Victoria Bondonas, who's playing the part of Mrs. Lovett, Art Roach, who's the Artistic Director of Perseverance Theater, and Josh Lohman, who's the Anchorage General Manager, talking about Sweeney Todd. Opens tonight at the Discovery Theater downtown. Have a great run. And Victoria, we didn't get to talk about your performing with Frankie Avalon here in Greece.
Yes.
But that's one of those tidbits. If you ever meet Victoria, ask her about performing with Frankie Avalon.
It was great. Here in Anchorage.
Yes.
At the Performing Arts Center.
Well, thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. For more information about these events or other events in the area, please visit us at alaskapublic.org. Valley Performing Arts is presenting The Fantastics by Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt, running through May the 29th, with curtain times Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. For more information, please visit valleyperformingarts.org. Cyrano's Theater Company is running The Good Times Are Killing Me by Linda Barry Thursdays through Saturdays with curtain time at 7 and Sundays with curtain at 3 p.m. through May the 29th. For more information, please visit cyranos.org. And in full disclosure, I am the director for this show. And finally, tonight, Perseverance Theater Company from Juneau will open Stephen Sondheim and Hugh Wheeler's musical Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, in the Discovery Theater in the Performing Arts Center. Curtain time is 7:30 p.m. Sweeney Todd performs through May the 29th. For more information, please visit ptalaska.com. That's it for this week. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.